This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two of this Friday night edition of Free Talk Live is now underway. The telephone number for you to call in and be a part of the show is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
The previous hour, we've been talking about this horrific story from Reason about a family whose three children, a two-year-old, a three-year-old, and a newborn, were all taken away from them by the state. Child Protection Services employs a pediatrician at a hospital, probably more than one hospital. This probably happens all over the country, where Child Protection Services puts a pediatrician in their employ to just watch out for suspected child abuse when people bring children into the emergency room.
AKA give them more reason to exist, that company, Child Protective Services.
So if you're on our social media, you can find the link to that story, social.freetalklive.com, if you want to join our decentralized social media that we have. We're running some Mastodon stuff, and it's pretty cool. So we're going to take a little detour here, and we're going to talk about, Bonnie, you brought this in. I couldn't use the actual article you brought, but I found another one, the local Channel 5 out of Fayetteville, Arkansas.
This is funny?
Well, it depends on your perspective.
Oh, no, not the last article, if that's what you're thinking of. The one that I just brought in.
Okay, maybe I don't know which story this is, but
Not the one we were just talking about, no.
That was not a choice of words I would have used.
This new article that we're talking about has a headline, and the headline reads, "Activists bring attention to Arkansas abortion laws with banner at Christ of the Ozarks statue." The group behind the banner says it's a direct response to the legislation in Arkansas making it harder for women to obtain abortions. Eureka Springs, Arkansas. What do you call people from Arkansas? Arkansonians?
I have no idea.
Arkansans?
Arkansans?
Arkansans in Eureka Springs. People of Arkansas in Eureka Springs awoke Friday, July 9th, the morning, to find a pro-abortion banner reading, "God bless abortions," quote-unquote, strung across the iconic 67-foot-tall Christ of the Ozarks monument.
That's way funnier than the one I thought you guys were going to start talking about.
If you're not familiar with this monument, it literally is a giant Jesus with his arms, you know, being held out to the side like he caught a fish this far from shore or something.
It looks like the one in Rio de Janeiro or whatever, right?
It does, yeah.
I think it's supposed to kind of look like that with his arms stretched all the way out.
67 feet tall. That's gigantic. Gigantic? Gigantic? Gigantic is gigantic and humongous. And then gigantic is humongous and gigantic. But it's the fronts and backs of either one's just indifferent. Anyway, portmanteau segue. So they hung a giant banner from the arms of Jesus, 67-foot stone Jesus. It read, "God bless abortions." Members of the art activist group In Decline, I have no idea who that group is, say they disguised themselves as a construction crew and transported the banner through a nearby wooded area, hanging the banner up just before sunrise.
I like how this had to be such a, like,
clandestine operation.
Yeah.
okay, guys, we gotta go get some construction outfits. We need helmets. We need orange vests. We probably need like jangly keys, right?
We need a cloak of invisibility. This is probably serious fighting words in Arkansas, so I can see why.
Oh, man.
God bless abortions, that is.
They're all trying to be, like, ninja-like, roaming through the forest with this banner. First of all, they had to come up with the plan. Right? They had to have a meeting about the plan. They had to get the people involved, enough people involved. This is 67-foot giant stone Jesus. How are you going to hang a banner from that without some help, right? You probably need, I don't know, a couple of grappling hooks and some rope at a minimum, maybe some ladders, something like that to do this appropriately.
Here I'm thinking of a crane or something, but something.
I'm just thinking of ladders. I obviously don't see that line of work.
They probably have some sort of climbers or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Maybe they just put on those like claws that the ninjas wear on their feet and their hands so they can
suction
like,
cups.
Oh, suction. Probably not on stone though.
Yeah.
The stone would have to be awfully smooth for that to work. So anyway. We're full-time criminals, you know. We do this for a living. We are extremely good at what we do. We spend a lot of time on recon. The last thing we're worried about is a groundskeeper at a theme park for Jesus bothering us while we're doing our work, an anonymous man with In Decline said.
That's pretty funny. We're full-on criminals. We do this for a living. Sounds like us. No, I'm just kidding.
And then, of course, they have a picture of it, and they show, like, a guy kind of hanging from one hand. I assume this is during the takedown portion of the event, because now it's dark and that kind of a thing. Or maybe it's this In Decline's... No, yeah, credit for the photo. It goes to In Decline. So this is themselves taking a photo of one of the guys putting this banner up. The great passion play is sad that someone who do this to their property... That's a poorly worded sentence. Director of Operations... Ew, that's true. Should I read this whole thing in like an Arkansas accent? I don't know if that's Arkansas or not, but it's pretty close. It's probably got more of a draw in Arkansas. Anyway, Kent Butler says once they found out about the crime this morning, they had a tree company come and remove the sign. How long that took, right? You know, did he already know somebody had a tree? Was he like, Jim Bob? Yeah, I'm going to need your crane. I'm going to need your bucket truck.
I remember seeing that there was a sign in somewhere I lived in Texas for a tree removal company, and I was like, I bet that they, like, don't have that much business. That seems like, how many times a year is somebody going to need a tree removal? And whoever was with me was like, no, they're, like, really, really rich. Like, they make money doing that, so apparently it's, like, a big industry. Sorry, that was, like, a random thought.
In Texas?
Yep.
Well, Arkansas.
I picture Texas as being the desert state, but I guess that's not really all of Texas.
No, you're thinking of New Mexico.
No, I'm thinking of Texas, but I've only really
been...
West
Texas is kind of like that. It's weird. I had the same conversation with Vincent earlier, but it's like tropical in San Antonio.
This is what happens when you go across the top of the state.
Oh, yeah.
and you've been across... I've been to Texas a couple of times in my lifetime, and... It's always been that very top of the state where it's like desert for the whole way through.
You can fit quite a few New Hampshires in Texas.
Yeah.
I've never even like really went outside of San Antonio or Austin that much, so it just seems like totally different like countries when people talk about places in Texas I've never been. It just seems like, wow, this doesn't even seem like the same state you're talking about. I love how we're actually talking about Arkansas in this article.
So this guy, Kent Butler, who is apparently the director of operations for the giant stone Jesus, said, they trespassed on our property. They put themselves at risk when they were putting it up. Then they put our staff at risk when they were taking it down. And they tried to use our platform, our statue, as a platform for themselves.
Didn't they outsource the taking down of the...
Yeah, they did. So, yeah, the guy's already wrong.
when he said they trespassed and put themselves in danger, I was like, dang, he would have shot them. That's what I thought you were saying.
It is Arkansas. It is, so,
even in New Hampshire that might happen. I mean, because people take trespassing pretty seriously.
If there's one thing New Hampshire and Arkansas might have in common, it's the...
No step on snake,
yeah. Everybody's armed, or at least you should assume that everybody is armed.
Yeah, every other house got an arsenal.
It is really surprising to me, and I know we're on a tangent here, but coming from the West Coast where, like, I know so many people are like, oh my God, I saw my neighbor wearing a firearm on his belt today in his driveway as he was unpacking from his camping trip. I was so scared. I'm like, really? Your neighbor? You didn't just go up and be like, hey, how was the camping trip, right? I mean, so many people carry discreetly, right? That's concealed carry that you don't even know about. So
yeah.
You're not scared of those guys. You're only scared of the ones that have it on their belt. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and tune in to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. if you're in a different time zone, do some math. Figure it out. You may not be hearing us live during those hours, but if you want to call, you must call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 days a week. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you want to get on the air. We've got somebody on hold. We'll get to them momentarily. But in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this story from Arkansas. I'm reading from the 5newsonline.com, which is a local television station there in Arkansas, Fayetteville, who's reporting a story about some people trespassed and hung a sign on the giant 64-foot Jesus in Eureka Springs that read, "God bless abortions." 67-foot stone Jesus statue. And we can talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Doodlebug calling from Washington. Doodlebug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain. I have a couple questions about the programming in the radio station.
Sure. Go ahead.
Hey there, Doodlebug. Can't hear you.
I think we lost her.
Well, the line indicates she's still active. Did you accidentally hit mute, Doodlebug? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold again, and we'll come back to you. That's weird. Okay, well, at any rate, she had a couple of questions. And
about the show, is that what she
about
said?
The show, yeah. About the show and radio station, so I don't, you know, maybe she's a new listener or something. We'll come back to her and see if we can get her back on in just a few minutes. So we're talking about this story from Arkansas where some miscreants, if you will, trying to make a statement, hung a God Bless Abortion banner from the giant 67-foot stone Jesus in Decline, which is the group taking responsibility for this, says the banner is a direct response to the legislation in Arkansas making it harder for women to get abortions. Particularly from that perspective of Jesus Christ, we felt he would be incredibly offended. The idea of white privileged men essentially creating situations where women were going to die if they can't get access to abortion services, an anonymous man with In Decline said. In March, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed a bill that prohibits abortion in all cases except to save the mother's life in a medical emergency.
Well, maybe Jesus would, maybe he wouldn't be offended at that, but honestly, who cares what some man from 2,000 years ago would think about abortions today? Abortion should be legal so that women who want it for whatever reason don't die terminating their pregnancies.
Yeah,
sorry, my dog barks.
You know, the best, you know, I think the best argument for, you know, abortion and allowing it is effectively, people who really do not want or are in a situation where they cannot have a child, they will abort their own baby, effectively. And that just puts the mother at risk as well as the child. And then, you know, when things don't go as planned, you know, and you end up in this dangerous situation, they don't seek help because they know they'll be arrested for doing so. So,
yeah. Again, this all comes down, for me, this all comes down to individuals.
Yeah.
Right? I'm free to believe whatever I want to believe. You're free to believe whatever you want to believe. And if you believe that having an abortion is right for you, who the heck am I to tell you that you're wrong?
And here's the other thing. It's your body, right? I mean, obviously I can't have a child but as a man. But, you know, it's your body, you know, if I was a woman, I guess. So, you know.
You could adopt and then murder.
That's not quite the same thing as having a child or adopting and then, you know. I mean, look, I get the joke, you know, that, you know, the post-birth abortion joke. I get it. It's funny. But I don't think any libertarian is going to support that.
No, not at all. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood have asked a federal judge to strike down the new law, which takes effect July 28th. Hutchinson also approved a measure requiring victims of rape and incest to have first reported the crime to law enforcement before they could undergo an abortion past the state's 20-week limit. So you got to register the crime with the state before you can have the abortion, before you can take care of you know, the thing that was caused by the trauma.
It's like they don't even care if the thing happened or not, just making it harder to have an abortion.
Let's hold on to the rest of our thoughts and see if Doodlebug is back. Doodlebug, are you with us? Doodlebug going once. Doodlebug going twice. Okay, Doodlebug, if you can hear me, and I don't know if you can, perhaps you're listening to the show on your radio, please try and call back. I'm going to drop the line, but go ahead and call back. We'll allow you to get on the air, of course. All right. So, this goes on to say, abortion is a crime against humanity, and it is really horrible that you have groups like this who support this level of death in our society today, so I hope they are prosecuted. Senator Jason Rapert, R-A-P-E-R-T. He's got rape in his name. The name says it all, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
Butler says they plan to cut up the sign and use it as drop cloths for future projects at the Great Passion Play.
So theft. No, I'm just kidding. They probably meant to leave it there.
Right.
Well, and like, so the banner lives on, right? You know, somebody's going to get a piece of that banner and like return it to the people who hung it, right? And be like, dude, I got a piece of it back for you.
That's just kind of like, I don't know, being like growing up a superstitious Christian, I don't know if like people that I know would approve of that sign being used to like swaddle Jesus in a Christmas play anyway. They'd be like, we can't use that sign for that. At least I know my mom would say that. My mom would be like, no, we can't do that. Like, it's evil now.
The people who hung the banner on the Christ of the Ozarks, I would like them to come and see Jesus hung on the cross. That's right behind me, because Jesus' mission was that of love and people's lives matter, Butler said.
So let more people die in, home abortions? Is that what Jesus was about?
Yeah, I...
Is that what love and human life?
What's the other
is
one
about?
Thinking about? Oh, it's who would Jesus bomb? That's your shirt, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yes. The Great Passion Play did report the crime to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. 5 News has also reached out to the Sheriff's Office, but have not heard back. Weird how that happens. The Christ of the Ozarks Monument was completed in 1966, and is one of the world's most visited. It's one of the most visited attractions in the Ozarks, not in the world.
Oh.
So, yeah. Giant stone Jesus.
One of the world's most visited attractions in the Ozarks.
Wait, I'm confused one of the as Ozarks to where we're talking about.
Visited our, attractions.
Isn't the Ozarks like an island?
No, the Ozarks are mountains.
No, it's like, mountains in like Arkansas, Missouri.
It's in Arkansas.
In Oklahoma, I think.
Where the Arkansans live.
It's where the red fern grows took place. Best book ever.
The red fern. It grows there.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if giant 67-foot stone Jesus has been fertilizing the red fern. You know what I'm saying? Right. Picking up what I'm laying down. 603-283-6160 is our phone number. If you would like to call and get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind or anything we've been talking about. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. President Biden said the withdrawal from Afghanistan of U.S. troops after 20 years of war will conclude on August 31st, ahead of the September 11th deadline he announced in mid-April.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build. And it's the right and the responsibility of Afghan people alone to decide their future and how they want to run their country.
At the time he announced the September deadline, about 3,500 troops remained. Earlier this week, the Pentagon said that the withdrawal was 90% complete. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office is conceding that her deputy mayor for public safety was off most of the week leading up to the July 4th weekend, a period in which city police and other officials were gearing up for an expected wave of street violence in which 108 people ended up being shot and 17 killed. This is USA Radio News. General Motors is recalling more than 400,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. because the side airbags can explode and spew parts into the cabin. The recall covers certain 2015 and 2016 Chevrolet and GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500 trucks. Documents posted Friday by U.S. safety regulators say the airbag inflator can rupture or the end cap can fly off on both sides of the trucks. GM says it has no reports of injuries. Two Americans are among those involved in the assassination of the Haitian president.
A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday, adding that 17 have been detained, including the Americans. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The telephone number that you need to participate with us here in the studio, to call in, if you will, and join the conversation is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. That is the number you need to enter into your telephonic device or to tattoo on your forehead so other people can read it too. Whatever you got to do, take care of it. Give us a call. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris has disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will be back, though, because I know where he is. I do want to tell you that the Crypto Six are preparing to take on the state. With a prospective trial date sometime in May of 2022, they are preparing their defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency by setting up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken as gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. That cannot be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of federal government. It's the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon the innocent. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn about how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? TheCrypto6.com. All right. So let's just go to your calls and thoughts right away. We have Kirby calling from Indiana. Kirby.
What's up, Kirby?
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, Bonnie, Captain, Chris, if you're there.
He's here.
Okay. Hey, what, like I said, Captain, what's on my mind is the murder spree we had over the weekend.
We, as in you and I don't recall going on a murder spree, so can you clarify what you mean by that?
the murder spree that went on in America last weekend, 618 wounded, 230 dead, 17 of the wounded were here, six or seven of the dead were here. One was a 22-year-old pregnant girl. Two were in a parking garage looking at the fireworks when a car pulls up, cat jumps out.
I'm sorry, Kirby, can you say those statistics again? 618 wounded, how many dead?
230.
And this is across the entire United States or just in, like, your area? Okay.
No, just across America.
Wait, how did this happen? What does this mean?
Was this all the murders?
This is just all the murders that occurred in America over the 4th of July holiday. That sounds like a bad day in Fallujah, dude.
Wow.
It sure does.
Did that include, like, you know, drunk driving incidents, things like that?
No, those are just people who got shot.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Those are just people who got shot.
Well, why do you think that is?
There's 320-something million people in the United States.
But still, that seems like a lot for one day. Or one weekend.
It was July 4th weekend.
But why do more people get murdered on July 4th? That's crazy. I mean, it is a holiday celebrating violence,
I have a theory, and this is just one possible theory, and that is that on the 4th of July weekend, people set off fireworks. And so if you're going to shoot somebody, that gives you an audio cover, if you will.
Wow.
Right? People will be less likely to go, was that a gunshot? Oh, it's the 4th of July. It's just Bob setting off fireworks or whatever, right?
I mean, that's premeditated murder as opposed to... I don't know what the statistics are, but I suspect the statistics are probably not, you know, most of them are probably not premeditated like that.
You think
I know here it seemed to be, most of them seem to be clustered in gang areas.
Yeah.
Like Chicago, for example.
Yeah, exactly, because half these cats that live over in the Post Road, that Harper area, came here from Chicago. They brought their gang mentality with them, and it's the same thing all over the country.
Yeah, I always
they've been leaving these metropolitan areas.
I always
going
like to
places.
I'm sorry, Kirby. But I always like to point out to our listeners that that are in favor of gun control. That is, you know, taking away guns from ordinary people and only allowing the state to have them.
And the criminals.
That Illinois, the state, and more precisely Chicago, the city, already has as many of those laws as you could possibly imagine, and yet Chicago remains one of the top murderous cities in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Everything I own is illegal in Chicago.
So right.
I won't even go through Illinois because I don't want to end up in jail. Because everything I own is illegal there. You know, but I brought that up because everybody just goes back to watching the NBA finals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been a banner year for those type of killings. I mean, we've had so far almost 140 in Indianapolis.
Wow.
Just this year. There's a million people that live in this county, mm-hmm. a little less. We've got the highest per capita murder rate in the country now.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's not going to get any better unless we the people, decide to make it stop.
Yeah.
But as long as we rely on governments, states, police, it's not going to stop. It's going to continue to get worse.
Yeah,
And I just wish people would realize that.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I always try to take up the side of the people in saying that it's your personal responsibility for your own defense, right? You can't outsource that. If you could, Well, I mean, the state would have to get out of the way first.
I mean, it could probably be outsourced, but the state doesn't do a good job of it.
Right. I encourage people to go take a gun training course. You know, whether you have to spend money, whether you have to, you know, do something like, Kirby, I know you guys do like a gun church type thing, you know,
yep.
or if you have to go, you know, if you're not near any of that kind of stuff and you don't know anybody, go take a course. Yes, it costs some money, but go take a course. Find out what gun is right for you, what fits your hand, what fits, you know, your personal lifestyle. We were talking a little bit earlier about, abortion and like the cases of rape, right? Well, we know that the police have no desire to, you know, work through the backlog of all the rape kits that have been submitted. So if you are out there and you are afraid of being raped, well, the great equalizer, of course, is a firearm.
You know, it's kind of an interesting subject to talk about, because if you look at like rapes, most rapes are not, they're not occurring in that type of a situation, so the gun probably won't even help. It's just making smarter choices, you know, yep. Not going out with people who are, you know, a violent sorts, who would, you know, do those sorts of things. I mean, that's, you know, it's usually with a girlfriend or something of that nature that the rapes occur. So it's, the gun probably is.
Well, but still, if you're a person of a smaller stature, right? So that is, you know, you're not a giant, you know, you're not a big person.
Yeah.
You can't throw your weight around, you know. The gun is the great equalizer.
It absolutely is. It's just kind of humorous, the circumstance in which we're talking about that in surrounding rape, because that's like the stereotype, well, I mean, but that's not the reality usually. So
go ahead, Kirby.
Well, say a young lady, Bonnie's size, her and her best friend have no chance against the average size single male, both of them together. But a firearm, oh, they have a chance against up to 18 or 19.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, yeah, another thing to bring up, like the regarding what Chris was saying, is there's like a really toxic environment surrounding dating that I've noticed, and I just think it's so strange. Like, I don't know, we could go more into it. I see it on Twitter all the time.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Kirby. We appreciate you.
Yep.
603-283-6160. Would you carry a firearm for self-defense against rape or any other thing for that matter? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Apparently, O-nay is not in his vernacular. This is Free Talk Live, in case you were wondering.
Chris looks so confused.
Have you ever heard of Pig Latin, Chris?
I never thought about it. Do cops speak Pig Latin in Italy?
Ude opske ixpe igpeatnle.
Yeah.
Cops call in and be like, Essie.
I have to put a lot of focus on speaking it. It's been so long since I've actually used it. It just popped into my head randomly when we were coming back from the break there, and I was like, Pig Latin for whatever reason. So, yeah. Anyway, if you just take, my water bottle here says Dura Flask, right? So this, you take off the first syllable and then put an A, put the last syllable at the end and put an A sound at the end of it. So Dura Flask becomes Ura Flask Day.
He looks unamused.
I know. All right, 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to unconfuse Chris or speak Pig Latin to us and see if we can decipher what the heck you're saying. Or bring up whatever is on your mind. Phones are open, as always, 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. In the studio, I am your host. I'm the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Hey, you can say something. Cool. I thought we had you... You know,
speechless
there for a minute.
I am lacking words at the moment.
No, that's unusual for you. Are you okay?
I have a little bit of coffee in the kitchen.
I probably didn't get enough sleep last night, and the show has not been that terribly exciting. And
I'm excited.
I'll be honest. Some FTL episodes are like amazing. They're entertaining and everything else. And the other ones.
I think it's about your energy, Chris.
You gotta bring the
energy. You gotta bring the energy.
I know, but we're talking about stuff that just, you know, isn't always.
It's not uplifting, that's for sure. Well, I like the Jesus thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little funny, but I'm also a little tired, and it's like,
Hey, do you guys know why Jesus doesn't eat M&Ms? Or Skittles?
No.
It's because they keep falling through the holes in his hands.
Oh, my God. I was thinking of, like, some sin that could be.
I want to take just a minute and take a look at... I can't respond to, well, most of these, but I can read some of them. Gabe Hardy says, you guys are amazing. Keep up the fight for liberty. You'll inspire more people than you probably realize, especially in agorism. I'll probably move my whole family over there from Minnesota in not too long if I can find a big enough place to rent
from
a private homeowner. Thanks for all you do. Yes, Gabe, you can find that. Rentals are pretty available here.
I don't know where he is. Where is he moving from?
It says Minnesota.
Ooh, I don't know about, I don't know what the cost of living in Minnesota is.
It's higher than it is here by quite
a bit. Oh, it is. Okay.
Captain used to live there.
I was just saying, I mean, I don't feel like...
It's a big city.
New Hampshire is all that expensive, but then again, I moved from one of the top five most expensive states in the nation.
If you're able to retain your, you know, Minnesota income, you know, unless you're out in, like, you know, the rural areas, but if you're, like, Minneapolis is a city, St. Paul, Minneapolis, they're the Twin Cities. If you're in that area, you know, certainly you're making, you know, a city wage, and if you're able to maintain that and move here to New Hampshire, you'd probably be better off financially. Plus, Minnesota also has a state income tax, or at least they did when I lived there.
Yeah, all I know is I did amazingly well when I moved. I maintained my income. I probably saw a bump in my income just because, you know, less taxation.
From New Jersey, right?
Yeah, from New Jersey. And then I got like twice the house for half the price. You know, it's like...
I did the same thing. I come from Seattle. I got my house for 25% of, you know, the cost of what a house is going. I mean, you can't get in Seattle proper, you can't get a home for like sub $500,000.
Yeah, I actually downgraded because I'm like, I actually have too much home, and like, I ended up paying like half. I think I literally paid half for a slightly smaller property, but half what I sold my old home for. So.
Jesus the Cynic says, I shall bless all abortions. Hired rock climbers. Somebody named Hurt Yog says, yo, is that a capitalist peace flag in the back?
Why is that capitalist?
I don't. Maybe because it's yellow and black, like ANCAP or something.
Oh, well, we're not anti-capitalist.
No, anarcho-capitalist. Yellow and black is the flag. So all of these sub-genres of anarchism. There's like anarcho-capitalist, there's anarcho-primitive, there's anarcho-blah, blah, blah.
Communist.
Yeah, ANCOM is red and black. ANCAP is yellow and black. ANPRIM is green and black, I believe. So they're all versions, flavors, if you will, of anarchism.
I just thought they were trying to say, like, don't you guys hate capitalism? That's a capitalist flag because you got it from Amazon or something.
I mean, first of all, we don't live in a capitalist society.
Yeah.
No.
We live in a fascist society.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I always find it interesting how, like, socialists will attack capitalism, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you understand we're living more in a socialist society than a capitalist one.
More socialist, and also, it's basically corporatism.
Yeah.
Corporate fascism.
Yeah, it's like, and then somebody's gonna get into, like, I know people will get into how it's like, well, that's not socialism. Well, I don't really care what you call it. When you redistribute money from one group to another,
yeah,
I don't support that. And that's what we've got.
Hurt Yog also says, Texas is just Mexico, but less sepia tone.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that was hilarious. Who else we got? How do I say this? Chazatan W says, Shazam, my ninjas. And that's it. That's all we got. So, there we go. That's the check-in with our chatters. If you're on any of our streaming platforms, gosh, what are we on? We're on Odyssey now, which is the folks at Library, LBRY. That's their new branded front end.
I actually had a chance to watch on Odyssey, and it was amazing.
Nice.
So much better than what we had before.
Yeah.
YouTube, so much better than, what's up, Twitch is it, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, so much better than Twitch. Every time I was watching Twitch, it would, like, interrupt with ads and all sorts of other stuff.
Man.
And YouTube was just a low-quality video, and now with Odyssey, high-quality video, didn't get any of the interruptions, didn't get any of the ads. It's just so much better.
And it's permanent decentralized backup, too. So if you've missed an episode or if somehow one of these other platforms decides to cancel Free Talk Live and deplatform us, all of our back episodes will be available on the Odyssey platform.
Did you watch our episode from Aria's studio?
Yeah, I did, I think.
I think she has higher quality cameras.
But I think I also watched one for Free Talk Live here, too. So I think the Free Talk Live one is the one that I was thinking of. But no, the one Aria, I did watch the... So I watched the episode from Aria, but that wasn't on... That wasn't on Odyssey. That was still on... I think it was Twitch.
Okay. We also have... we're also on YouTube on Aria's channel right now.
Yep. We're on Facebook, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because we use a service that allows us to stream to multiple platforms simultaneously.
I didn't know we're still on Facebook.
Yeah, That's still cool. on Facebook. Facebook, yes. Facebook.
Facebook
Flay. Yes. Ace Bay Ookflay? No, Ace Bay.
There's no L.
I know.
Oh, I see.
I've thrown an L in there for some reason. Because, I don't know, L is for...
You're going to confuse Chris, and he won't be able to speak pig Latin ever.
L is for linguistics, or linguisticsly.
Attenly.
Igpe Attenly. So we've checked in with our chatters. Again, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitch, we're on DLive, we're on Odyssey, we're on Facebook, we're on... Oh, we're on Vaughn Live. Vaughn is an old school Vaughn is an old school early streaming platform that just allowed you, if you had a bunch of videos on your computer or your hard drive, you could just play them to anybody that wanted to watch them. And so they were violating copyright left and right. And I loved it. I loved it. They would show live TV that you couldn't, like, out of market stuff, right? Sportsball will have this thing where, like, they could only broadcast a game in a certain radius from wherever it is the home team is playing, and nobody else can see that particular game live.
I think that's what I watched, like, a four-day marathon of Bob Ross on.
Yes. That is how I also discovered the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, nice.
Somebody just had, and I think they only had, like, two or three seasons at the time, but somebody was just playing them all back-to-back. And had it on loop. And you would just go there, and you would turn it on and leave it on and laugh your butt off.
I was going through, like, a breakup, and somebody was just streaming Bob Ross for, like, 4 days, and I was like, this is nice.
Let's draw some happy trees. Happy little trees.
Love him.
Are you not familiar with Bob Ross?
No, I am familiar with, you know, who he is. I can't say I've ever watched his stuff.
I don't.
I'd be, like, falling asleep while trying to watch his stuff.
I don't really like him because, as I always say, never trust a man with two first names, Bob Ross.
Oh, I forget Ross is a first name.
That's right.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is our telephone number. If you would like to join the program, our number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.